Yes.
I want to ask you a question.
Okay, please do.
Okay, I have a distributor who feels that sometimes he has his recruitment is lack due to his over passionate in talking about the network marketing business. And how do you help this problem so that he will not scare the prospect away? If I talk passionately, I can recruit 10 out of 10, but if he talk passionately, people just get concerned about the business through him. Do you have any idea how to eliminate this problem of helping him?
I sure do. And I also want to just say very well done in your English. You did a great job in explaining that. Were you on last month's call?
Yes.
Okay, and what was last month's call about? Last month's call was about assertiveness and using too much assertiveness and too little assertiveness. And so you can call it passion, right? In other words, he's got a lot of passion for the business. But what's happening is that he's being too assertive. And you also have passion, but you're using the exact amount of assertiveness. And that's what gives you charisma. It's what gives you class. And it what causes people to want to get into your business. And so what you've got to do is teach him that very important throttle. Sorry, that word probably wouldn't translate well. You have to teach him that very delicate balance between pushing versus having that prospect reach. You want the prospect to reach a little bit before you come in too passionately. So read last month's newsletter. It's on assertiveness.
Yeah, but he told me, I have been dealing with him, and he told me that he just I haven't sat down with him to do any recruitment yet with any of his prospects, which I'm going to try to do to understand what he's trying to say. But he says that when he starts talking about the business, he just ramble on and ramble on and ramble on until, you know.
Yeah.
Well, too much, well, too long.
Tell him to buy Professional Invada.
We are putting everybody into that, but, you know, he's nothing, but I just want to get your thoughts.
Yeah, just tell him to knock it off. In other words, what he's doing is he's being interested in himself, right? He's being interested in what he has to say.
Oh, I see.
You know, anybody who's rambling is just trying to say what's important to them.
It's not because he's so overexcited about the business, and that's why, and his love and passion to share with people so much and wanting people to be in with him that gave him that behavior?
Yeah, that's just how he's justifying what he's doing. In other words, it isn't any different. If I hit you in the head and say, whoops, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to, versus I hit you in the head and mean to, the outcome's the same, right? You still got hit in the head. And so whether he is meaning to do it or not, he's still doing it. And so either you get him to knock it off, or you're going to be, you know, trying to revive him after he has felt as though that network marketing doesn't work. Acknowledge that he is passionate, right? Say, you know, I love how passionate you are about the business. But a dog can be passionate around a kid and knock the kid over and scare the kid to death, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that doesn't do any good. The kid doesn't like the dog anymore, right? And so being passionate is not an excuse for being unprofessional. You get the idea?
Mm-hmm.
All right.